CD 3. Track 23.
Jane comes from the UK.
I've only been here for a week, but I think South African English is quite different from the English we speak in the UK. They say bioscope instead of cinema, and robot for traffic lights. And to say that something's going to happen soon, they say now now. So she's coming now now means she's coming soon. But just now doesn't mean now or soon. It means in a while or later. So let's go just now means let's go later. Very confusing.
Peter is South African. His first language is Afrikaans.
English and Afrikaans have existed together for a long time. So, logically, South African English has borrowed a lot of words from Afrikaans. In fact, some words like trek are used in English all around the world. I suppose the two Afrikaans words that English speakers in South Africa use most are ja, which means yes, and bru, which means brother. I have to speak English at work, but I still prefer speaking Afrikaans.
Mbali is South African. Her first language is Zulu.
English is the international language of business and science, and black South Africans see it as the language that can give them a successful career. Most black parents want their children to learn good English, you know, the Queen's English. But the problem is that black children from poor families in the country don't have the opportunity to learn it well. The government should spend more money on schools in rural areas.
Kevin comes from Australia.
In Australia, basically English is the only language you hear. But in South Africa, there are so many other languages. Afrikaans, Zulu, and so on. I understand the English they speak here no problem. In fact, the accent's quite like an Australian accent. There are some differences, though. We say g'day when we meet someone, and here they say how's it? And some people always say hey at the end of a sentence. You know, are you sure, hey? Or it's expensive, hey?
Kwesi is from South Africa. His first language is Xhosa.
South African English has borrowed many words from African languages, but my favourites are the expressions that have been translated directly. For example, when you have sunshine and rain at the same time, we use the expression monkey's wedding. Don't ask me why. And superstitious people here don't cross their fingers. No, they hold thumbs. And my particular favourite is the common greeting, go well and stay well.
Keketso is South African. Her first language is Sepedi. She has studied in the United States.
In many ways, the English spoken in South Africa is quite similar to that spoken in other Southern African countries, such as Botswana, Namibia, or Zimbabwe. However, South African English dialects can vary greatly. In Johannesburg, the dialect is closer to British English, while in the Eastern Cape area, it is closer to Afrikaans. And each ethnic community speaks its own type of English. But we do all understand each other.